Hi, this is What You Say in English, Season 3, Episode 27.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to another episode of What You Say in English, the podcast in which I listen to you and give you my professional feedback. As you can probably hear my voice, it's that time of the year. I'm so sorry. I almost didn't record the episode for today. I just wanted to give it a shot because I don't want to leave you without an episode. I could do it before a lot of people followed me, but this time I think that everybody expects to have their weekly What You Say in English podcast episode. So I have to apologize if you hear my voice a little strange lately. The thing is that I suffer from strong allergy reaction to the last part of the spring, and here in Madrid it doesn't help much. Actually, I have problems. I get a runny nose, my eyes get affected, my lungs get affected. I actually have to take lots of medications. I know it sounds awful, but I'm telling you, I'm okay. I'm doing fine. And today's episode is going to be quite short because, first of all, because of that, and also because it's not much. I mean, I know that the information that I will give today is actually important, but it's not going to be much. Basically, it's something that came up, the idea came up, after I did one recent TikTok video in which someone was asking about what possibilities her daughter had to take the exams, and if she could have special considerations because she suffers from ADHD, that it's a learning situation in which the person cannot focus for a long time. And I thought that after all this time, I had never recorded, I have never done an episode in which I discussed and I told people about all the special considerations, all the special requirements, and what happens when things go wrong, not only on the part of the candidate, but also on the part of the exam centers. Problems can happen. And as much as I give a lot of information about how to pass the exam and how to do great, what happens during the exam day, and all of those things, that I have never actually thought about it. And I know that for the life of me, when people come to me asking for advice, like, oh, this happened in my exam, and I don't know what to do. What steps should I follow? And I always tell them to go and check the help website from Cambridge Assessment English, because not only do they cover the Cambridge exams, but they also cover IELTS. So the information today is going to be only valid for Cambridge exams and IELTS. I am not giving any information about TOEFL, but it goes pretty much in the same direction. And I know for sure, I haven't checked myself, but I know for sure that there must be a website in which you can check all of these things. So stay tuned, because today I'm going to give you a lot of information about the special requirements, special considerations, complaints, and all those things that can go really wrong when you take the exam. You can prepare for the longest time, but you never know when accidents and bad things can happen, either to you as a person, to personal and close to you, or things that get out of control that you cannot handle yourself. Okay, so stay tuned, and today I'm going to give you all the information you need about it. Okay, so the first point that I would like to talk about today is inquiries and appeals. And this is basically when you're not happy with your result. You have to first contact the exam center where you took the exam immediately. Your center can ask Cambridge English for an inquiry and appeal. And be careful, because this only applies to Cambridge exams and IELTS. It doesn't apply to lingua skill or any of the teaching qualifications. I'm talking about CELTA and DELTA. So in the case of inquiries procedure, for example, results inquiries must be submitted by the examination center on behalf of the candidate. You cannot do it yourself. You have to directly speak to the center. The following results inquiry stages can be available, and the website explains the different stages. So in stage one, there's a full clerical recheck. Now, when I say clerical, it has to do with the answer sheets. It usually takes within 5 working days of receiving the request. So once Cambridge English receives the request, they usually take 5 days. And you have to refer to the exam center for the fee, because this costs money. And I'm sorry, but I cannot tell you, because the exam, every exam center has a different fee. They might be pretty much the same for between each other, but you have to check with the exam center. The second stage is a remark of written papers, writing part one and writing part two, in both the Cambridge exams and IELTS, including the review of a listening paper where relevant, where it's relevant, of course, but it does not apply to any speaking test component. The outcome of the inquiry will be sent within 3 weeks after it's received, of course. And the fee depends on the exam. And you have to refer to your center, because obviously the inquiry from, let's say, a B1 or A2 exam will not cost the same as the C1 or C2. And the IELTS, they will all have different prices. Now, to request a stage 2 inquiry, you as a candidate must have completed stage 1 and received your results. So remember, in order to get a remarking of your written paper, you need to have done the full clerical recheck. You cannot go ahead and do stage 2 if you haven't done stage 1. If for any reason the inquiry leads to a grade change, Cambridge English will request the return of the original certificate, if applicable. Of course, let's say that you didn't pass and you got a certificate saying that you didn't pass, but they will require, of course, that you will have to send it back, and they will issue another, a new certificate with a new result. These should be returned. These certificates should be returned to the address shown in the submission notes, and proof of posting is strongly recommended. In the case of final dates, each exam has 2 deadline dates for receiving results inquiries. The first is the date by which the inquiry must be submitted, if a stage 2 remark is required. For example, if you required a remarking of your writing. The second is the final date for all inquiries for that examination. So Cambridge English advise all candidates considering making an inquiry to contact their examination center within 14 days of the result release date to discuss the results inquiry procedure. And there's a good thing, where an inquiry leads to a change of result, let's say that they notice that they realize they made a mistake, your fee will be refunded. If a candidate is not satisfied with the outcome of the results inquiry process, they are entitled to request a formal appeal against their results. But remember that there's no guarantee for this, so you might be wasting your money, to be honest. So you have to be very sure that you're going to inquire a remarking of your final results. In the case of appeals, the appeals procedure, Cambridge English provides a service to enable this examination centers and candidates to appeal against decisions that affect their grades and, you know, how much they get in their results, especially decisions related to center closures. For example, in the case of the British Council lately, if you took the exam with the British Council, remember that nowadays, as of today, the British Council in many countries are not offering any of the Cambridge exams. So this is something that might apply here. Of course, results outcomes, malpractice, special considerations, and administration problems. In the case of IELTS, candidates who have taken the test at centers authorized by the British Council make their appeal via the test center. You have to go to your test center. Candidates who have taken the test at centers authorized by IDP Education, LTD, in this case, remember that IDP is the main body in Australia, they have to make their appeal by contacting an email which is available on the help website from Cambridge English. The contacting email is appeals.ielts@idp.com. And appeals are then taken forward by Cambridge English. The appeals procedure focuses on whether, in the course of reaching decisions, Cambridge English, and in the case of IELTS, British Council and IDP Education, used procedures which were consistent with a regulatory authority's code of practice and applied its procedures properly and fairly in arriving at judgments. The appeals procedure is not concerned with making judgments about candidates' work in the examination. An appeal will not involve remarking or reassessment of a candidate's work, although further remarking might be commissioned. They can ask for it as a result of an appeal if it is found that procedures have not been satisfactorily followed, where the outcome of an appeal brings into question the accuracy of grades awarded in an assessment. Cambridge English, and in the case of IELTS, British Council and IDP Education, will take all reasonable steps to identify any other candidate who may have been affected and, wherever possible, correct and mitigate the error. Where the outcome of an appeal results in the discovery of a failure in one of their processes or systems, they will review the relevant process or system and take all reasonable steps to ensure that the failure does not happen again. Now, there are some conditions in order to appeal. You need to meet these requirements. Cambridge English will consider an appeal only if the following conditions are met. 1. The appeal is submitted in writing by the Centre Exams Manager, this is the CEM, clearly outlining the grounds upon which the appeal is being submitted. In the case of IELTS, the appeal is submitted by the Test Centre Administrator or at the British Council Authorised Centres, or it could be also by IDP Education. 2. The appeal is submitted within 21 calendar days of the receipt of the relevant decision. And 3, appellants must submit a completed appeals application form and make payment to the Centre Exams Manager, or, in the case of IELTS, to the Test Centre Administrator before the end of the 21-day period. Appeals will not be accepted without payment, I'm sorry to say. For Cambridge English qualifications, an appeal results... For Cambridge English qualifications, an appeal against a result may not be submitted unless both stages 1 and 2 of the results inquiry process have taken place first. That's why it's important to go over the process, the whole process. For IELTS, an appeal against a result may not be submitted until the inquiry on results has been processed. This condition does not apply to appeals against decisions relating to malpractice. If there's a malpractice, it's another procedure. There will be a charge for the submission of an appeal at both stage 1 and stage 2 of the procedure. This charge will be refunded in full if the appeal is upheld, if it's favorable. You have to refer to the exam center for information about fees. Again, if you want to know how much you need to pay, the exam center will definitely have to tell you. So let me summarize it for you. First, the written evidence relating to the case will be reviewed by senior staff from Cambridge English. The purpose of the initial consideration is to decide whether any further actions relating to the appeal should be authorized. For example, remarking any additional exam materials, gathering of additional evidence, and should this review result in a decision to uphold the appeal, the center candidate will be notified. You will receive information about this. For all the other cases, the appeal will proceed to stage 1 of the procedure. In this case, stage 1, the written evidence relating to the case will be considered by an independent authority. Appellants will be notified in writing of the outcome of stage 1, including the outcome of any further work authorized within 10 weeks of submission. Now, the procedure for stage 2, appellants remaining dissatisfied may have their case considered in full by Cambridge English Appeals Committee. The Appeals Committee includes the Chief Executive of Cambridge English or senior staff nominated by them and at least one member who is not and has not been a member of the Board of Committees. For UCLS is the University of Cambridge Language ESOL Examinations. Cambridge English or any employee or examiner at any time during the previous 7 years. So that to keep everything as correct as possible. formal applications for an appeal to be considered by an appeals committee should be made by the center exams manager or IELTS administrator, the people in charge of the exam centers, within 14 calendar days of the receipt of the outcome of the first stage appeal. In the case of IELTS, the application is made by the test center administrator at the British Council authorized centers in, you know, or by IDPO Education in Australia. Appellants have the right to present their case in person to the appeals committee. If a candidate is under the age of 18, the parent or guardian will need to be present or can present the case on their behalf. The outcome of their appeal will be notified in writing within 10 weeks of submission of the Stage 2 request appeal. And consideration of an appeal by the appeals committee concludes the Cambridge English appeals procedure. So in this case, you can see that following the steps or procedures for either inquiries and appeals, whether you're not happy with the result or you want a remarking, it takes very concise stages, and you have to go through all the stages in order to get your results, whatever you're looking for. So you have to make sure that you follow these steps and so you can get the results. In the next segment, I will talk about the special requirements. So what do you do if you have a disability or you need a special requirement? Cambridge English have a number of ways to help people taking their exams who need special arrangements due to temporary or long-term difficulties or conditions. For example, special arrangements might be available for you if you have a broken arm, believe it or not, or if you have a long-term illness or a specific learning difficulty. But please, you need to get in touch with your exam center as soon as you can so they can advise you. There is specific advice available in case you have visual difficulties, hearing or speaking difficulties, or learning difficulties. In the case of the first situation, if you're blind, partially sighted, or have problems seeing, the exam center may be able to help your case. They can help you take the exam. And what do you need to do? It may take several months for some special arrangements to be made specifically for you. So you should make your application as soon as possible through the exam center, basically. And if it's for IELTS, apply through the IELTS test center. And what will Cambridge English Exam Center do? The center will tell you the application deadline in the case that it takes a long time for them to arrange something for you, depending on your case or situation. This may take several months before the exam, depending on the conditions that you have or the arrangements that you need. Of course, they will ask you for full details of your visual difficulty and make the arrangements you need to take the exam. If your center does not have the equipment or space you need, for example, a separate room, this could be also applicable to people who need to take the exam separate from the rest of the people, they will do their best to help you find another center that does. Your center may also ask you to provide a medical certificate. I would say this is a must, because without it, they will not move forward. Now, what special arrangements can you ask as a candidate? There are lots of different options. You can choose what you need from a list that they offer. For example, you or your teacher can then ask your center to make all the arrangements that you need. For example, one situation is that you need extra time, believe it or not, even though that time is observed very closely. If you have visual difficulties, you will almost certainly need extra time to complete a paper. You can ask for an extra 25% of the normal time for the paper. You can ask for more than this. For example, if it takes you a long time to read the questions or write your answers. Remember, however, that too much extra time could make you very tired. You can also ask for breaks while taking the paper. In addition to any extra time you need, your center will tell you what you can have. Now, you can also get help with reading the question papers. If you're blind or partially sighted, you can ask to use the following types of equipment. For example, you can have handheld magnifiers, like glass magnifiers, screen magnification software, screen reader software, like a narrator, I think Windows has a narrator, you can have video magnifiers or closed circuit television, CCTV. You can have reading machines, or you can have refreshable braille displays. I know this sounds like a lot of technology, but depending on the exam center, if you take it, of course, in the UK, obviously, these exam centers might probably rent these materials. Of course, the exam center will not definitely, I'm quite sure that they will not have this material, but they will probably have to provide you with the material and they will have to rent the material. You can also ask for a reader. In this case, it's a person who will read and reread the questions to you. Also, you can get help with writing your answers. If you're blind or partially sighted, of course, you can ask someone to write the answers for you in the following way. So, for example, you can use the following machines. You can have a mechanical braille keyboard or electronic braille keyboard. It could be mechanical or electronic, linked to a printer. You can have a computer or word processor, though you will not be allowed to use the spell check, grammar check, thesaurus, or any similar functions. You cannot check any of that. Or you can have a braille note taker. Believe it or not, there are things that you can use. If you have your own, for example, you have your own computer equipped with that, you have to visit the exam center and make sure that your computer fills their requirements. It's that can be validated by either the exam center or Cambridge. You can also speak your answers to a person who writes them down for you. That's what we call a scribe. You can write your answers on a separate sheet of paper instead of using the computer-read answer sheet. Another situation is that you can get braille question papers. Some exams are available as braille question papers, and braille papers can be produced in SEB, Standard English Braille, or UEB, which is the Unified English Braille, and are available as contracted, which is grade 2 Braille, or uncontracted, which is grade 1 Braille. And if you want more information about this, you have materials available in the Cambridge website, in the official website, especially in the help section. You can also get enlarged question papers. There are enlarged versions of the question papers available for some exams. Cambridge English will change the question papers, taking out any visual material which is not needed for answering the question, of course, and they then make large print versions of the papers in A4 size. The print size is usually 18 point and it's bold. 18 point, if you open Word, for example, and you type in 18 points, the size of the font, that's the size. Many of the questions in the listening tests ask you to take notes while you listen to a recording on CD. If you're blind or partially sighted, you may not be able to do this. And to help you take the listening test, they produce a special version. The supervisor, the person who will give you your listening test, will stop the CD before each part of the test to give you enough time to read the questions. They can also stop the CD at certain points during each part to give you enough time to write one or more answers. These parts will be marked in their manual, in their handbook. It's not random. It will be very specific times. And not necessarily these times will tell you whether there's an answer or not. Or they can also stop the CD after each part to give you enough time to check your answers. In the case of speaking tests, for most exams, except for IELTS, you normally take the speaking test with a partner. If you have visual difficulties, you can ask to have extra time. If it takes you longer than usual to read any exam material, you decide what you want to say. Take the test with a particular partner who is not a candidate. This is a person who's not taking the exam, only because you have better rapport, you have better communication with that person. You can also take the test without a partner. So where both candidates would normally talk to each other, you talk to the examiner instead. Of course, the materials will reflect these changes. You can use written description or descriptions in Braille rather than visual material. And this is in case you have to do the picture task, depending on the level, of course. Every level will have a task in the speaking in which you have to look at pictures. So the pictures will not come in picture format. They will come in Braille format, describing what the situation is. You can also have enlarged copies of pictures, pictures from newspapers or magazines or drawings, if they're used in the speaking test. You can also have enlarged print versions of written descriptions of pictures, if they're used in the speaking test, of course. Now, moving on to hearing impairments or speaking difficulties, most Cambridge English exams include a listening and a speaking test. If you're deaf, hard of hearing, or have difficulty speaking, they can help you take the exam. What do you need to do? It may take several months. Remember that these arrangements take time. And sometimes the solution might come really quickly, but in other situations, they might require some preparation. And as always, you need to provide medical certificate. So in the case of arrangements, for example, what can you ask? You can, of course, provide hearing aids, headphones, and other equipment. Most Cambridge English exams have a listening paper where candidates have to read some questions which are printed on a question paper or listen to a recording, write answers to the questions on a separate answer sheet. So if you have hearing difficulties, here are some ways in which you can get help. If you normally use a hearing aid, you may use it in the exam, but remember to tell your center before the test. If you normally use devices such as a wireless system or a personal FM systems, you may ask the center for permission to use this type of equipment. If you can hear with the help of headphones or special amplification equipment, you may ask the center for permission to use this type of equipment to hear the recording. If you use headphones, the supervisor, the person who will give you the listening test, must be able to hear and control the recording. This means they will listen to an external loudspeaker or use a second pair of headphones. You are not allowed to use a personal CD player, MP3 player, or other similar device to listen to the recording. If you're using a special equipment, such as a special amplification equipment, the center will normally give you your exam in a separate room. Now, in the case of lip reading versions, for example, if you're hearing impaired and you need a person to lip read the exam for you, for some exams, you can ask for this. So you have to make sure you can lip read a person who's speaking English, and you have to practice with sample papers before the exam. It may be possible for you to practice lip reading with the person who will give you your listening test before the exam. So you have to ask your center. You have an appointment with that person, and the person will be with you in the real exam day, and you can actually practice with that person. So you can get used to the way they pronounce words, or they lip, round their lips or move their lips. Now, when it comes to the speaking tests, for most Cambridge English speaking tests or IELTS, you have to take the test with a partner. If you have hearing or speaking difficulties, you can ask to have extra time as the other, or you can take the test with a partner who is not being assessed, like a dummy partner. This may help you lip read what they say more easily because you are accustomed to that. So you can take the exam with another person who's not taking the exam officially. Or you can take the exam without a partner. In the parts of the test, which usually ask for both candidates to talk to each other, you talk to the examiner instead. In any case, you are not allowed to use signing in a speaking test. There are some exceptions and endorsed certificates. If you have severe hearing or speaking difficulties and the special arrangements that I just mentioned are not enough, for example, if you cannot lip read, you can ask for an exemption from taking the listening test or the speaking test in certain exams. This means you do not have to take that part. If you're allowed an exception from a component, for example, let's say the listening test, your certificate will have exempt printed next to the exempted component. In the case of IELTS, you can ask for an exemption from a component. You will be given a score for the missing component based on your performance on the other parts of the test. This score will be used to calculate your overall IELTS band score. And finally, if you have learning difficulties, what do you need to do? The same idea as before, as the other types of difficulties. And the center will definitely tell you the application deadline, which can take months, depending on your situations and the arrangements. Of course, they will ask you for full details about your learning difficulty. So if you have a case of ADHD, or if you have any other like dyslexia or any other, you're in the autistic spectrum, for example, they will need to know the details so they can arrange, make the arrangement you need to take the exam. As with the other situations, you need to provide a medical certificate or a letter signed by a specialist. You must give the center a report about your learning difficulty prepared when you were aged 13 or older, including details of the degree of your learning difficulty and the tests which were carried out, written by a fully qualified educational, clinical, or chartered psychologist or other appropriately qualified specialist assessor. If you do not have or cannot get a report like this, or if your report was prepared before the age of 13, talk to your Cambridge English Exam Center. They might probably help you find other ways in which you can have some, well, let's say some arrangements. I don't want to call them advantages because it's not about getting advantages. It's basically getting the same opportunities as the rest of the people to take the exam. But you can get extra time. As with the other situations, you can get an extra 25% of the normal time for the paper. And in terms of the listening, the same. The listening can be stopped at certain parts of the test and certain points of the test, and also after each part to give you time to check your answers. You can also have as the same supervised breaks and more than regular test takers. Even if you're taking the paper-based version, you can ask for permission to write your answers using a computer or word processor. But of course, remember that if you're allowed to use a computer, you must not use the spell check, grammar check, or thesaurus functions if you want to use a computer. As with the other cases, you can have a person read the question paper or having a copier, transcriber, someone who can transcribe the answers for you. And you can get help filling your answer sheets, for example, just indications, just so you don't make a mistake. And remember that the official Cambridge website where they offer this help, they have guidance notes for teachers, and they also have modified materials in all the situations that I have described here. And remember that you can have, if you cannot find the material, contact the exam center because they will provide you with help. Well, as you could hear in today's episode, there's a lot of information that you can get. Of course, I could have extended and say more things about all the special requirements and all the special things that you might be able to get if you just ask, if you just contact the exam center. Remember that all of this information can be found in the official help website. You just have to Google Cambridge Exams Special Requirements and you will get to that page directly. And of course, I basically read out most of the information from here, from that website. And of course, I've expanded on my experience with the exams. But remember that if you have any questions, you can always contact the exam center. Go ahead and contact them because they will definitely be friendly. In the exam center where I work and the academy where I work, we always provide people with this help. And there are many multiple conditions. And of course, the idea is that you take the exam and you don't have any disadvantage that will play against you in case you have to take the exam. Okay. So this is a lot of useful information for people out there. There's also material about what happens if you lose a certificate, if for any reason this certificate got lost or the exam center had problems with receiving the material, or in case that the certificate gets damaged, what happens if you lose it, for example? There's a lot of answers to those questions in the official website. I didn't want to include them today because it's a lot, it's too much information. And of course, it's important to know that this information is available. So if you have any questions, go ahead and find the information in the website. If you need to know more about this, or if you want guidance, not only can you contact your exam center, you can contact me, you can send me an email, and I will gladly guide you through and tell you where you can find this information. Okay, so once again, excuse my voice today because of the allergies and the season is terrible. I suffer from severe hay fever, and I'm actually struggling right now to speak correctly. I have repeated a lot of the sentences. If you heard any repetition today, so bear in mind that I might have skipped one of the repetitions. But in any case, I'm just coming here to give you this important piece of information. So remember, I'm here for you, and if you need any help, do not hesitate to contact me. Okay, so thank you very much for joining me this week, and until next week, bye-bye.